Blog Talk Radio.
Let it be Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and afar. Christmas everywhere. Feel the love of the season wherever you are. Small country roads lined with green mistletoe. Big city streets where a thousand lights glow. Let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing. Let every bell ring. A story of hope and joy and peace. And let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let anger and fear and hate disappear. Let there be love that lasts through the year. And let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Let it be Christmas everywhere, with the gold and the silver, the green and the red. Christmas everywhere. In the smiles of all children asleep in their beds, in the eyes of young babies, their first fallen snow, elderly's memories that never grow old. Let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing. Let every bell ring. The story of hope and joy and peace. And let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let anger and fear and hate disappear. Let there be love that lasts through the year. And let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere.
Hello and Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I am one of your hosts today, Linda from California, and I have Mr. Bill Strong on the line. Merry Christmas, Bill.
Merry Christmas, Linda. Merry Christmas, America. It's a wonderful time of year. It's always been something, you know, that touches me this time of year, because you come together, and it seems like people did it Christmas. But now,
oh, yes.
But now, we're in a country where we're so far apart, I don't know if we can come back together. Where we have purposely been pushed apart by our elected, where our cries out for justice and laws, abide by the laws, follow the laws and everything, are just totally ignored.
Yeah, it's troublesome, you know, and here's the thing I've kind of come to realize as well, and we're all trying to figure this mess out and what to do. The more we allow these people to influence us or sway us or dissuade us or knock us off track or distract us and push their agendas down our throats, we've just got to keep pushing back. We can't do this anymore. We can't allow their ideology to permeate our brains. We can't.
We had one heck of a battle, and it's because of the media. And
well,
if we ever get through this battle and get on top, we got to address that media. And I'm for locking some people in prison for the rest of their lives.
Agreed.
To not only go on the airs and try to deceive the American people, that's what I call journalistic treason.
Sure.
It's using journalism to commit treason. And
yeah.
I want you charged. I want Chris Matthews charged. I want Ed Schultz charged. I want him charged.
Yeah, he's both of those guys. Oh, man, aren't they a pair to draw to? Oh, my Lord.
They will go on the air and blatantly lie.
Yep.
Knowing they're lying. Have the
they
facts
don't care.
Right in front of them and know
they
they're lying.
You know,
that's the kind of media we have today.
Sure.
And
then we've got, Rod's talking about the rhinos. Honey, there's about 95% of the Republican Party that are in that category, and I think they've been usurped by the progressives, i.e. commies. I'm telling you, I don't trust any of them.
The elitists of both groups, Democrats and Republicans.
Oh, sure.
The elitists of both groups, they're in bed together.
They're joined at the hip.
They're servants of Agenda 21. They're all dragging us towards it. And they're all thinking they're going to get a big piece of the pie when they do this. And what they're going to get, is a big slice of pie right across their throats, probably from those that they've been supporting in doing this.
Sure. Oh no, they'll have, you know, Stalin's bullet to the head, you know, type situation. Absolutely, we know what's coming.
And now we find out we had such a major tragedy with the school shooting.
Sure.
And that breaks my heart. It's especially touching to those of us that live here in my area, because in 1974, one of the first school shootings was here in Brownstown, Indiana, when a guy named Rick Fleetwood, was that his name? I think it was. He later changed his name, but shot Vice Principal James Blevins.
Oh, my
gosh. Just outside the school early in the morning. So for us, that's a very, very touchy thing here.
Sure, and you know what?
And
this media and the lefty global elitist rotters and the Schultzes of the world didn't even let those kids' bodies get cold, and they started in on their gun control.
Exploiting.
I mean,
there's a Democratic congressman come out and said, let's exploit this. Obama should exploit it. Don't you find it really, though, how they were already ready? They already had everything ready for this.
Yep. Oh, sure. They probably just, you know, were waiting in the wings for the next.
So what they won't tell the public is more people die of homicides from a non-gun-related incident than die from a homicide in a gun-related incident.
Oh, and the other nice little.
They won't tell the public that. And
they
also won't mention all those people out there who have stopped a crime and saved lives by having a gun.
Yeah, that's 4-1. That's four times more than any mass shootings. Absolutely. No, they won't talk about the truth. Forget the truth, Bill, with these guys. I want to welcome Rod and Sagittarian. Welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome, and, Sagittarian. Welcome, Mr. Rod.
Oh, we got Oz.
Oz, Mr. Oz.
Welcome. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You know, and now they're talking about arming the students. Don't anyone find this odd that the states with the strictest gun laws are the states where this stuff happens. And
right.
Has anyone heard of Lipitor?
No.
Look into it, Linda. Look into it. This is a major banking scandal.
Oh, LIBOR. The LIBOR scandal.
LIBOR. Okay, I'm sorry. LIBOR. Major scandal.
Yeah, I saw the video.
But there was a connection between a couple of these shootings and that scandal.
Uh-huh. I wonder
but
how
they're
going
to hear that out of the media.
No,
you're
and I wonder how
they're going to hear that out of the media.
No. I wonder how they orchestrated this. Oh man, they're good. They're good. Like I said, if they want an insurrection, they'll get one if they try to take them away, because they're
One of my dearest friends was in naval intelligence. I have another friend that spent 20 years in special forces. Well, not special forces, he was Army, Airborne Ranger. But he was in special ops with the Rangers and stuff. And these guys, you know, we've talked about this, and this does not come as a surprise to us. But what I really find, I mean, you're going to find out this one boy that just did this probably did this because his mother was going to have him committed.
And he knew it. And that's what triggered it. And apparently that was the school that he went to as a kid. Now, also, I had heard, and my mom was saying, because she's been reading up on this stuff in the newspapers, that the first reports about her being an employee there was false, that she had no connection to it. So this guy's been harboring the hate for many, many years. And
the
media has
botched this.
Oh, my God. Oh,
majorly
please.
Botched it. But we can expect that out of the liberal media.
Oh,
and
my
you might
gosh.
As well call them that, because that's what they are.
Well, I call them Pravda. It's pure. They're not journalists. They're propagandists, and they're good at it.
They're
quislings.
They are committing treason through journalism.
Yep.
They are committing journalistic treason.
Well,
Now, I want to quickly get on that debt ceiling deal.
Okay.
They're talking about $19 trillion. You know that, right?
Oh, my God.
Now,
oh, my
wait
God.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Linda. Here is where you catch them in their bullcrap.
Okay.
Go to the U.S. debt clock. Look at 2016. It's already states it's going to be $22, $23 trillion. So that money's already been spent. It just hasn't been added to the till yet. It's going to be added each year. But it's already being spent. $22, $23 trillion. It is not $16 trillion.
You know what? These
since
people.
Since Obama took office, you can go ahead and add that up.
Yeah.
Well, that's $12 trillion. That's
oh,
more
I
than
know.
Twice what all the rest of. That's more than, you know, he's done more than anybody else. He's done more by himself than all the rest of them as far as debt.
Put together.
And here we're going into a thing where they're talking about more spending and this and that, which is going to do nothing but increase that debt.
Well, what they're going to do, yeah, and the reason that they want a tax is because then they can spend more and they can just be willy-nilly. They're on
honey,
steroids. They're completely.
Honey, from our local levels to our state levels to the federal level, when they run out of money to spend, they'll find something to tax to raise the money that to raise a small percentage of the money that they want to spend.
I know.
They never raise the full amount, just a small percent. Of what they want to spend is what they'll raise.
It's sickening.
It doesn't work. If we were to do the audit of every city and town and in this country,
I know.
We would have a small amount that would be physically safe, and every one of the rest of them would be debt.
Well, here's the
I
thing.
I know. I live in a county where anything to spend money, and so we're going to tax
right.
people that smoke outside the house. We're going to tax people whose dog might... do in the yard and didn't get picked up. You know, things like that.
Oh, I know.
We're going to start putting a tax on owning a dog. We're going to start putting a tax on owning a cat. We're going to start putting extra taxes on this and that, this and that. And Seymour, Indiana, in the last 2 years has grabbed up, annexed so much property, it's not funny.
Oh,
they are Agenda 21 happy because they know that they're going to be one of the places where it's going to be packed and stacked.
Sure, they're doing it in every single town. I was in a meeting last night, which was kind of a nice gathering to celebrate Christmas, and we had food and stuff. It wasn't like a formal meeting, but we got to talk about these things. And one of the guys from San Marcos, Mike Hunsaker, he's been a champion over there. He has one of the most corrupt city councils and city planning and all the rest of it. You remember that Bell California scandal? Well, all of our cities are like that now because all of these regional planners, all these sandbags, all this crap that's all NGOs, public-private partners, all the ICLEI, they're all joined at the hip. Every single one of them, I'm telling you, you can go to New York, you can go to Oklahoma, you can go to Indiana, it doesn't matter. They're all the same because they're all written by the same authoritarian UN agenda.
Almost every county's comprehensive plan, you're right, was written by ICLEI.
Yes. And so what? And guess who ICLEI was helped funded by? The Tides Foundation. Good old
Tides
got his little hands in it. I found that out last night because my friend Ken Happel, who put that together, I sent you in the mail that report that he did on all this regional stuff and the carbon emissions. And I think I mailed it to you physically. And
yes.
He was very happy that you got it. And he says, well, when I get my website funded and up, he says, I would love, he wanted you to call him, and I'll try to get his phone number out of my book here. And,
oh, I'll surely call him. I'll surely come and help him out.
Yeah, he said, because that way you can write articles on what's going on with your situation in Indiana on what he, I think it's called ourrepublic.org or whatever. I don't know how he's setting it up yet. So,
well, we have a new little group here we started called HA 21.
Wow.
H-A-A, HA, 21.
Yeah.
Stands for Hoosiers Against Agenda 21.
Good, good.
And
absolutely.
I got to tell you a bright spot. I went to a friend's house the other night, and there's a group of teenagers there, their nephews and stuff. And while I was there, one of the young guys started talking to me about what was going on. Now, I wasn't saying anything. He was doing the telling, and Linda... He was dead on.
Oh, wow.
He was dead on. I can't tell you the feeling I got of relief and like, oh, my God, somebody here has listened.
That's amazing.
Yes, it amazed me. It made me proud. And I gave him Patriot Family site. I gave him, you know,
good.
On Facebook how he could find me and others. And I'll be talking to them again.
Oh, good.
And if we don't do something, we're in a dire situation here in
Indiana
because they're wanting to grab our land quick.
Yeah, and I know that they've been doing it here locally in all the towns and cities and all these, whether you're a charter city or you're incorporated, it doesn't matter. They're all doing it. They're trying to do this open space. They're calling it open space. And I'm telling you, in January, when I have my private meeting, there's going to be hell to pay with my city council. I'm going to order Glenn Beck's book. I'm going to read it. And then I'm going to put my, all my, you know, inscribe my name and everything else and address in the front. And I'm going to hand it to my mayor, and I'm going to tell him, you have to read this book. I don't care if it takes you 5 months. You have to read it. And I need it back for my sister. I mean, I'm at my wit's end. I don't even know where to start with these people. It just, I'm ready to have my head explode. It's very difficult. They don't want to listen. They don't. Well, either they're in on it or they don't care. I don't know which it is. Either way is bad. So,
well, when you have a media that constantly tries to lie about things, and you're judging some guys here that you barely know, he's telling you stuff, and but you know what the TV's told you. You
right.
know, let's say one of the worst thing that's been going on is the treason by the media.
Yeah, I know.
And,
oh,
it is keeping the people uninformed.
Well, what
basically
well,
lying to them? Setting
yeah,
the
they're
people
lying.
Up. Setting the
sure.
people. They are setting the people up.
I know. And well, we can go. I want to welcome Mother Goose. She's following me on Twitter, and I met her on Sino Tesler's show the other day. Thank you for joining
well,
us. Merry Christmas.
Welcome
she's
to the
pretty
show,
cool.
Mother Goose. Glad to have
you. She's a good. She's one of the true patriots. So, and she's also fighting against Agenda 21 in her area. So we've got some good people, and I'm really excited about that. And so, you know, we're working ourselves to death. I mean, everybody's on it. I've got several people at Vista Tea Party Patriots. I've got people at Tri-City Tea Party Patriots. I mean, I've got everywhere I can. I've got people with my Americans Protecting Property Rights. I myself do everything that I possibly can do. You know, I'm dancing as fast as I can, guys. I mean, that's about it. But we can't give up. You cannot give up.
No, we can't. And that's it. And I don't know how bad it's going to get, but it's going to get bad, people. We're going to see it start here. We're going to see it start here shortly. And I don't know where we go.
Yeah, we just well, here's what I learned today when I was watching David Barton on the Glenn Beck Blaze show today. That we, like I said in the beginning of the show, we have to stop letting these people have the upper hand on the conversation. And our conversation has to start going to, I don't care what these people say, what they do, how many laws they pass. They can start talking about their freedom from religion. They can talk about separation of church and state. We have to have the conversation that we're not doing this anymore. And we have a right to our religion, and we have to start acting like it, and we have to have a spiritual revival in this country, and we got to do it now. And we have, you know what I mean?
I'm not a big Mike Huckabee fan, but what Mike Huckabee said the other night about God, he was dead on.
Yes, I saw
that. We have pushed God to the side, and look what's happening, people.
And here's the thing. All these liars.
We are creating an atheist, godless society. You are letting them push their ideology, their anti-religion, into the open on everybody. But no one is allowed to speak out and say nothing if they believe in God or a deity.
Yeah, you know. So what we have to do is we have got to just stick to the truth and start screaming it from the rooftops that the founders did not be secular deists. They loved the idea. You know, there's a difference between separation of church and state and separation of God and state.
Well, there was never a separation of church and state, Linda.
I know that.
It was freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Got it.
It says of. And that word of means belonging to.
Okay.
If you are of something, you belong to something.
Right.
So freedom belongs to religion. And they don't get that. Because we have these uneducated, and this is just a failure of Harvard and all these other Ivy League schools. Because these people lack any common sense, they lack any morality, and they lack any definition of what the word definition is. Their ideology is change the meaning of every word to benefit them.
I know. So here's the thing. Let's use it against them. If you want to talk about that phrase, which Jefferson did in his letter, separation, what you have to frame the argument around is, yes, the First Amendment restricts Congress, doesn't restrict you and me. All they were trying to do is make sure that this was not a theocracy. Now, if I speak this to
it was to keep our Congress from becoming like a Muslim nation where religion was forced on you.
Right. Or whatever. It doesn't matter whether it would be the king's religion or it doesn't matter. There was to be no one specific theocracy. This is the part of the argument you have to understand. But as far as keeping prayer out of schools and Bible teaching out of schools, BS, man. Those founders, you go back, here's what we have to do. We have to force these people somehow, some way. I don't care if I have to make videos with stick figures to get them to understand it. Go back and read the truth about the founders, not the stuff that's been, you know, politicized by the far left, because that's just lies. Go back and see their own words in their original writings, and you will find out exactly. I've got sacred fire. George was 4 years old and was being read to his mother from the scriptures. Thomas Jefferson wanted to have, you know, Bibles everywhere. He had no problem with this. This is all the left doing.
We have a person sitting in our office who claims to be a Christian but caters to Muslims.
Oh.
And will constantly, in the middle of the wrong opportunity, bring out a scripture and quote it and never have the scripture in the right context.
Never. Well, he's
never.
This guy is a complete, he's an abomination of everything that's holy. That's all I can say. I can't stand him. I can't stand to listen, look at, on the radio, nothing. It is so abhorrent to me to even
every
have to
con man in this country knows what he is. He's a con man. That's what he is. He's a con man. He's a long-legged Mac Daddy, Flam Flam Daddy. It's exactly what he is.
I call him the Muslim Marxist.
He comes out and reads from the teleprompter, and everybody thinks he's smart.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I'm challenging. Let's have I'll debate you, Obama, on any issue.
Yep.
And only you don't bring a teleprompter. And I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody. I'm a common day, everyday Joe. Come debate me.
No, that's not going to happen. And you know
no,
that.
It won't.
Well, here's the thing. I believe the man is evil, and I believe that he is a puppet of Soros and the Illuminati. That's who got him in there. You can read – just go to David Horowitz's site. I can't remember the exact name of it because they're all over the place. I got books everywhere. He and his friend Poe, they wrote these books talking about how Hillary and George Soros and the rest of these clowns, whoever these clowns are from the – higher ups of the Illuminati or the elitists, whatever you want to call them, globalists, they pushed him in there. They got him in there.
Yeah.
They
he has been
darn
groomed for this his whole life.
Exactly. And they just love that whole thing. And they're going, oh my gosh, look at the color of his skin. Now we can use the race card. I mean, they had it all mapped out. It's insidious.
Rush Limbaugh today or yesterday, I'm not sure which day it was, came out and said, it was a collapse of our culture. Linda, my friend, how many times in the last 2 or 3 years have you heard me say that one of the goals was to destroy our culture?
Well, they've been doing it for 80 years.
They had to do three things: destroy our culture, destroy our economy, and destroy our ability to defend ourselves.
Exactly.
Well, the economy, they got done. Our culture, they put a big damage to it. And as far as our ability to defend ourselves, that's what they're coming after now.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what? I'm telling you, there had better be a handful of senators and congressmen who stand up against that nonsense, or they will wish they were never born, Bill, because...
Well, did you see him stand up when he violated the Constitution in his amnesty executive order?
No, of course not. Well, here's the thing. If the five or six people that have half of a brain over there and have any patriotic duty at all or took their oath seriously, and if they sit down and lie down for this, it's over. I'm telling you, Bill, it's going to be – if they want to have a civil war or an insurrection, they're going to get one because, you know
– I swear, we do better with the turtle man as our president.
What's the turtle man?
Was it called the wild man or something? If you've never seen him, he's out of Kentucky, you should watch it once.
Oh, God. How funny. That's funny. Oh, wow.
When you see it, you'll really laugh.
Well, here's the thing. when you talk about the culture, this left-wing crap's been going on probably 90 to 100 years. Edward Bernays, back in the day of Wilson, all these propagandists, Hollywood started in on it. The communists and the Illuminati have usurped our media completely. They have taken control over all of this, of the culture, the anti-godliness, the pushing the communist Marxist manifesto of making homosexuality and perverse natures seem to be normal, and they've done it. Oh, and it took them a long time, because evil is patient, as you can see. And I don't know what else to say. They've usurped everything. We have to fight back. I want a spiritual revival. I want to see another George Whitefield out there, because if we don't get one, we're doomed. I think it was, is it C.L. Bryant? Is that his name? Can't remember now. The
yes.
Black guy that was, yeah, he's pretty cool. That guy's on fire. I love him. And the one thing that...
Let me tell you something that, now this is for the black community. What you don't realize, what your illustrious leader is doing to you is this. By granting an amnesty to close to 40 million, and they each can bring family reunification, they each bring more family, and then that family turns uh-huh. around and uses family reunification and brings more family. Eventually, the black population by percentage will be so low, amazingly low,
mm-hmm.
and the whites are going to be right there with them. We're all going to be low.
Right.
But you're looking at the black population, which is what, how big a percentage it is today. But we're talking about going under 3%.
Oh,
because
God.
There'll be such an influx of Hispanics.
Well, I just want to
address. Tell me how he helped you out, black community.
Yeah. I was addressing Mother Goose on the HUAC, which is the House of Un-American Activities Commission, and it worked well, but the media spoiled it. They were the ones who brought it down, and because they are so far to the left. Believe me, they vilified those guys. The whole thing was just contrived. And so, well, you can call it anything you want, but somebody needs to do something. And it's not going to happen. We're so far down the rabbit hole, Bill. I don't know where to go. You know,
well, we had this guy come in, and he's done nothing since he's been in there but change our, but
right.
work with all the things that our culture really kept to the low side. He has put them at the front side and destroyed our culture with it all. And then goes on vacation, yeah.
I think we're toast too. Yeah, I know. Well, here's the thing. I actually wrote a letter to the community of Sandy Hook, and I mailed it a couple days ago. And told them to seek godly counsel and to know that there are millions of Americans who, you know, are grieving with them and loving on them and, you know, all those things and hoping for the best for them. And I said that the closer you draw near to God, the quicker you can possibly heal to some measure on this. I mean, and
the sad thing is they're going to use those people.
Well,
they're
yeah.
going to use those people to try to push for gun laws and stuff. They're going to parade them people out in public, and they're just going to continue to, you know, and they're exploiting the people. They're using them.
Well, of course they are.
They're not trying to help. They have no intentions of helping them. They're using them.
And there was Joel Osteen, who he's one of those prosperity preachers, but he actually had some nice things to say on Hannity's show. And he said the only thing that's going to give them any – he says, because they're never going to get over this, and that hole in their heart's never going to close completely. Can't. When you lose a child. But if the closer they draw near to God, the closer they're going to feel to their children, because that's where they are. And also, I don't know if Huckabee touched on that, but I know that David Barton touched on that today. And it is the truth. You know, we must return to the old principles and the founding of this country, those men's belief in God. I mean, even Lincoln got down and prayed. He lost his one son. I don't know how many he had, but and I mean, the picture of Washington praying in the snow. These people were not what you would call deists. That's garbage. They have lied to us for 130 years, and you know it.
Oh yeah, and they're still lying to you. Now they're going to try to put out here the new version of the Bible.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that.
It basically takes God out of the book. It changes a lot of things in the book, you know.
And, well, I'm going to hang on to my old one.
By doing that, it just shows you how bright they are. That means that not one of them was bright enough to read the last page of the Bible and understand what it said about adding to or taking away from the book.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, they're condemned. They're condemming themselves. You know,
but they're trying to make it gay-friendly and...
Oh, no.
They're trying
to
make it the socialist,
a mockery,
progressive Bible.
No. Oh, Lord.
So instead of being the King James, it's now the Queen James.
It's already been written. It's called Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. Why don't they just use that? The dumb dingbat. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The thing is, you know, I don't go over here next door if the guy doesn't believe in
anything, I know.
And attack him for it. That's his belief. I'll leave him alone.
Exactly.
Then he can keep his nose over there. Don't come over here and attack me for having a cross in my yard.
Yeah, I know.
Or anything to do with God in my yard.
It's called stop worrying about the speck in thy neighbor's eye and worry about your own beams and sins.
Yeah.
You know, hello. Exactly. I know. I've heard that from Ron more than once.
I get tired of hearing, the cross offends someone. Well, don't believe in the cross offend people.
Well,
but we do nothing about you.
The problem is, these people are such idiotic, hypocritical morons. How can you be offended by something you don't believe in?
I can't believe so many of these people, especially, I'll be honest, the only guy in the media that I think has any idea what the hell he's talking about is Lou Dobbs.
Lou's cool. I know that
he's the only one I think actually knows what he's talking about. I wouldn't want to debate the guy with facts and stats. Lou
has
them.
That's true. Yeah,
unlike all these other, Lou has them.
And you know, there are other people.
Could you see Obama trying to debate him?
No. I'd love to see him try to debate Thomas Sowell. That would be
good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be hot. Thomas Sowell's a genius. He always has been.
His genius comes because he not only has knowledge, he has the wisdom of how to use the knowledge.
And he's got this, he has that same ability that Milton Friedman had and others and the Ayn Rands of the world and the newcomers who are very good stewards of her beliefs, which would be Yaron Brooks and people who man her website. They're so logical and they're so calm. And it's like, oh my God, how do they do this? And Judge Napolitano does a great job of it too. I mean, these people who speak the truth, Ron Golden's good at it. I mean, he's been doing it for a couple of years on our shows.
Ron is amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty smart. And what did he say yesterday? Oh, he said, it was amazing part of the show because I guess it was somebody in his office or something that was trying to print something out. And he says, well, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm trying to print out all of the rights we've lost over the last 20 years. And he says, Ron says, your pages should be blank. And he says, what are you talking about? There's hundreds of them. And he says, no, your unalienable rights, it should be blank. Because the only rights that they can take away from you are the ones you are not willing to fight to defend with your life, if need be. End of sentence. And I said, hallelujah. That was the God's truth. That was great. That was beautiful. I'm like, I've been repeating that ever since.
Yeah.
That's the truth. You got to be willing to do that.
I don't understand why he's not more looked up to by some of our population.
Which one?
Sowell.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, they don't even know about him. I mean,
he's the most brilliant man out there.
If they're hanging out on libtard sites, you expect him to see Thomas Sowell? Do you think that they would believe anything that you and I or he said? Or Napolitano or Ron Paul?
No,
I mean,
they would attack him, calling him names and everything else.
Well, because they're
true.
Ignorant, Bill. They're just plain ignorant. Come on. And I want to invite you guys, Oz or Mother Goose, you guys call in 646-378-0321. We love to hear your input. You know, I know, they do it to everybody. They do it to Deneen Borelli. They do it to Michelle Malkin. They do it to Ann Coulter, and she's not even of color. I mean, they do it to everybody. It doesn't matter. Sarah Palin, they've ripped her up one side and down the other. That poor woman.
Ann Coulter don't thrill me either.
Well, you know what? there's certain things she says that are true and certain things she says that drive me nuts. But she gets the liberal mindset. She totally gets that. She's kind of like Michael Savage. She knows it's a mental disorder.
Well, so, we're seeing that. It's being proven.
Oh, my gosh. Cognitive dissonance on steroids.
Yeah, this whole assault weapon thing.
Oh, my
now,
God.
When this is all being talked about, why doesn't the media ever mention Fast and Furious and the assault weapons, the true military weapons that they let go into the drug cartels that killed 60 teenagers at a birthday party in Mexico? Why wasn't that ever front page?
I know.
CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. Why was this never front page? What do they think Fast and Furious is about? It's about Obama and Holder running guns.
Well, that was just part of it, and it blew up in their faces. And then look what happened.
And now we've got them running weapons from Libya to Syria.
Oh yeah, that's the other one, and that's how all this went down, because those guys, the ambassador was probably trying to grab them up and confiscate them back.
And he's about to give the Muslim Brotherhood how many Black Hawks?
I just heard.
Or F-16s, I'm sorry. Come on.
Nobody cares. Well, you're not going to hear a peep out of the Schmendricks in the media. You're not going to hear a peep out of anybody that's not one person. I have given up on this Congress and Senate a long time ago. I'm done with them. I can't deal with them. I can't reach them. I can't hurt them. I can't do anything. I can't. No, I'm done. But I can go to my local mayor, and I wouldn't hurt him. I'd never do anything bad, but I can stand in his face. Him I can talk to. I can do that. That's my power, so that's where I'm taking it. I'm taking it to
my local mayor. Our local mayor is one of the problems.
Oh, yeah.
He's a progressive Republican.
I got one of those. I know.
He's tied into the insider investing crowd.
Uh-oh. I don't think mine's doing that, but the problem is, yeah, I know in San Marcos, the gentleman that I saw last night, whom we've had a lot of dealings with here in our Vista Tea Party Patriots, because we've been fighting this damn Agenda 21 for so long, our heads are like going in circles, but we've got to keep trying. So we're, like I said in the chat room, we're going to band together, and I'll help him if he promises to come down with me and my other task force and go after Oceanside, because I can't do it alone. I just can't. I'm just kind of, oh.
Well, Oz is right. They do need to recognize this as a culture war.
Yeah.
But part of the whole culture war involves illegal immigration, Muslims. It involves
the attack on religion.
Destroying any kind of morality or moral thoughts at all. Get rid of them. It makes the immoral moral. It makes the evil good. You know, he's just take from those that produce and give to those who don't. And nobody has the brain to look out here and really know the truth. That there ain't enough money if you took everybody's money. There ain't enough money right now to cover the debts we got. We have 22 plus trillion dollars worth of debt.
I know.
When you look at that debt clock, turn it to 2016. That debt is already there.
I know.
Anything they're doing now is just adding to it. You're looking at going to probably have about a $30 trillion debt by 2016.
Oh,
thank you.
It's sick.
Thank
it is so bad.
Thank you for voting for Obama.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it's craziness. Everyone, they were voting for their own demise. They're doing it with city councils. They're doing it with Sandag. The whole culture down here, they've turned total communist idiot on me. I'm fighting a losing battle. I know we feel like that, but I have to keep trying. As long as I stay in California, I'm going to fight it. Once I get to Indiana someday, I'll be fighting it there. So,
well,
you know,
anywhere you go, you're going to be fighting it. That's true.
Except for one place, because I just got the letter today from Tom DeWeese, and he's talking about how Alabama absolutely, they negated it in their whole state, and we're sending letters to applaud them for it. They did. They kicked it out. The whole state, Agenda 21 is not welcome, not one piece of it, not one iota of it. So
if
I was really happy.
Well, I would tell everybody out there, if your state's not working against Agenda 21, then
yeah.
Your state's working against you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm going to be drawing pictures next year, you know, literally stick figure pictures to people to try to get them to understand. I'm going to try to educate the public because more people that I can get on board to go in front of the city councils or behind the scenes and scream at these guys, I'm going to do it. And, you know, and I'm going to tell these guys in the private meeting, you want 50, you know, 500 people in your rotunda hanging out on the grounds of this city hall when you have a meeting screaming at you about Agenda 21? Because just watch me. I'll bring them. And you better listen to me because there's going to be a heck of a lot more than that by the time I'm done. I'm tired of it. I'm done playing games. They don't understand. It's like they don't even want to understand. I'm trying to explain to them, this is evil. The end is not good. The end is Stalin on steroids. You don't get it. Why can't you see this? I guess I have to draw pictures and make videos or something. I don't know what I have to do, but I'm going to do it. Whatever it is, I'm going to do it. Hey, FT, welcome. So go ahead, Bill. I don't even know.
I don't know where to tell you this, people, to start. Because, you know, like I said, it's the misinformation throughout the rural parts of America where a lot of people don't have the dish or anything like that.
Right.
They're not getting Fox News. So they know absolutely squat.
Oh, I know.
Their local papers aren't telling them. Their local news stations aren't telling them.
Oh,
and
no.
So they don't know squat. If somehow, some way, we need to be able to transmit into all these homes the same as the left does, and
right.
Put the truth in there.
Exactly. You know what? That's what my friend Ken said last night. He's trying to work on a deal where he's going to have enough money to start doing that here in California, that he'll be, or even nationally, he's going to try to buy a certain amount of time on TV, even if it's only 30 seconds. He's going to get it, and that's a lot of money, I know, because I know what they charge. They charge $10,000 per second to do any kind of advertising on cable or whatever it is. So, but he's
well,
working on it.
Some of these networks ain't nothing but, that's all they are is advertisements.
Well, no,
commercial
but I'm
network.
Talking about, I'm,
I mean,
yeah,
how
I
can
know
he,
that.
I mean, even
I'm
on local channels,
big,
he has those.
I'm talking about the big ones like ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. He wants to get all of them. And this is, you know, if he can do it and if he gets enough money, he'll do it. So he says, we have got to start targeting. We've got to start doing exactly what the left is doing. We have to start explaining to people, you know. He says, we have
there
to
you
explain.
Go. You have to fight. You can't.
Right.
This passive thing we've done the last 4 years ain't working.
It ain't working a
when
a
you're
damn.
Being passive, they're just laughing and stepping on you.
Yep. And so here's
what
he. You
got to stand up. You got to push back. You got to fight back.
Here's the idea that he has. He says the message has to change. The message has to be that we in our little group, we on this conservative movement, don't want to take things away from you. We want to give you more, but not in the same manner. We want to lift you up. We care about people.
We want
to help
to give
people.
You an opportunity.
But, right. So that's how we have got to start going to their base mentality and explaining it in a way that maybe they can understand. I don't know.
They're not understanding that what they have in store is you won't have an opportunity. You'll be told.
Right. Right. So
there's a difference when you have an opportunity. When you have
sure.
an opportunity and you take advantage of it, it usually moves you upward and
think,
in many
I think
ways.
What, I
and,
think what we're going to have to do when we do this is phrase our statements in a question form. You know, like, how would your life be if, you know, ABC? How would it be if you had a really great job and you'd, you know, because all these companies didn't have all this garbage thrown on them and all these taxes and all these horrible EPA restrictions so that you could actually walk out tomorrow and get one of them. And if they eliminated this, this, and this, and even the minimum wage, you could actually work up the ladder faster because your boss would be able to do it for you. You would have more stuff if that's your gig, you know.
Under the progressive ideology, your government may decide that you work at McDonald's.
Right, and the other,
you don't have a say.
The other side of the coin is then you have to phrase the other question and say, okay, now what the other people are offering you, which they won't tell you about, is slavery. And not only that, they're going to have you so convinced that you can't do anything on your own. And when the collapse comes, you won't be, and they'll take all of your rights away in a heartbeat. And this is what you've got to tell these people, and you got to tell them in a way that they can understand it.
I try to warn people, and I try to tell them I'm not the typical, I'm not a politician, I'm not the typical person out there.
Right.
And don't mistake that I'm some kind of nice guy. I'm a polite mannerly guy, but if you've ever met me in person, you could probably tell that if I want to, I could be a very intimidating type of person. And I don't choose to be, but I have been in my past, and I have experienced socialism with 3 years of my life behind bars. And that was for smoking marijuana. I ain't going to lie about it. And that was me. That was 30-some years ago. And I know what socialism is, and that's why I'm out here fighting against it.
Yeah.
I know what being controlled is, and that's why I'm out here fighting against it. My kids and grandkids and these other kids out here in this world, they ain't done nothing to have to endure that. And I'll fight to the death to protect them from it.
Oh, yeah. Any of you guys, Mother Goose, FT, call in 646-378-0321. Love to hear your input. And we only have 44 minutes left, so we're going to fill it up. And we'd like to, you know, you can talk for 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It's cool. We don't give you any time limits. So,
We can start a discussion on any topic anybody wants to.
Absolutely. Whatever you guys want
to
throw out there.
I'm open to a lot of things. Oh, we do have some new climate news coming out where some scientists are telling them they've been full of crap, and the solar is what controls our climate, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad that's happening, but if you
if we can destroy it, if we can destroy the climate, we can destroy the man-made global warming thing. If we can destroy that, you destroy Agenda 21 because it's based on it. That's its foundation is the environment and climate warming and man-made global warming. That's their basis.
In their own words, this is what – it's a ruse. They knew it was a ruse. They did it on purpose. They were tugging at the heartstrings of the, you know, the libtards. And anybody who was environmentally sensitive, all like the Greenpeace, Sierra Club, the rest of these clowns, and all the followers, you know, the little sheeple. So they knew they were going to lie to them. They knew they were going to use them. They knew they were going to, you know, use the environment to pull this off. And that was an admission by Alexander King and probably Maurice Strong in their little private chats. So you know where this is coming from. It's crap. It has been from the beginning. It's evil, and we're fighting it. That's it. I'm done. I don't care. If I have to stand in front of my city council in a private room and scream to the top of my lungs, I swear I'm going to do it.
I would love to meet Maurice Strong face-to-face.
Oh, God. Yeah, I bet he would want to meet you.
Let him see what the other side of Strong is about.
Yeah, I know.
And you can tell people about these people. You mentioned Soros, and they look at you like, what are you talking about?
I know. They're stupid.
And then you start telling them what all Soros is involved in and what all he controls and how Obama has catered and even sent billions of dollars to businesses that Soros has invested in.
Oh, sure. Yep.
You know.
Your money.
Yeah. A guy told me the other day, he's sitting there thinking, he goes, I want to know something. I go, what? He goes, I hear people gripe about oil subsidies. He says, did anybody ever think that when the government taxes that gallons of gas and stuff that and makes all that money off of it, that they're getting their oil subsidies back?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Well, I don't know. I'll put that out there and ask some people. I never thought of that, you know,
yeah,
that way.
We get these guys, man, they're master manipulators, and they've been doing a great job, not only the Marxist media.
Well, let's put some other realistic things out there.
Okay.
You know how they're after tobacco, right?
Oh,
well,
God.
Let me ask you this.
Forever.
When they finally win and make everybody quit smoking, what the hell are they going to tax to make up that billions of dollars they're going to lose in taxes then?
I don't know. Well,
and then when they do, they're going to tax everybody, even the non-smokers.
Yep, and here's the thing. California has been leading the way with this. These people here are so... Oh, they're
I'm
so
sorry, Linda.
Dumb.
Get out of there quick, because if it don't fall off in the ocean, I'm afraid we're going to have to push it.
Well, I got to hang out with my sweet mom. She's the sweetest person I know.
I understand that. And there's like there's some other people I know in California, some wonderful people out there I correspond with daily, out Quackenbush, Frosty Woolridge, and others. And you and, you know, the lady
right.
who the Agenda 21 and Democrats
sure.
against 20. Oh, she's got a new thing out. I hope you've seen it. I'm
Which
sure
one?
You have. Your lady is friend there in California.
Oh, Rosa Curie?
Yes.
She's amazing. I haven't seen it yet, but I've been
it's,
up
it's
my
on
eyeballs.
My it's on my page on Facebook.
Okay, I'll
get back there tonight. I'll send it to you.
Okay. All right. And I think I have Robert on the line.
Miss Linda.
Hey.
Mr. Robert. I'll tell you, I've been worried about you.
Well, I've been worried about myself after hearing Harry Belafonte on the show.
I'm too busy worrying about everybody else to worry about me.
Now, I'll tell you, now stop that foolishness, Bill Strong.
Have you ever heard of Gail Sayers' book, I Am Third?
What it says is
God is first, everybody else is second, my friends, my family, everybody else is second, I am third.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually tried to follow that philosophy.
That's what it's coming down to. Everybody's second, everybody's third.
I think of the life I've had and the things I've been allowed to experience and everything, and it's not hard for me to not worry about me and to put everybody else before me.
No. This is how the genealogy goes, Bill Strong. God first, family second, country third. Period. That's the way you and I were raised.
Well, to me, my country would be in that second part with family and everybody else. That's my
right.
country. And, you know, if you get that ideology, I was a kid, I was impressed by a Democrat, believe it or not. A young kid, I was impressed by a guy named John F. Kennedy. Something about when he said, I heard him say, ask not what your country can do for you, but what your country can do for you. That hit me in the pit of my heart as a little kid, and it has stuck with me my entire life.
Yeah, that was pretty profound. He did a few good things, you know.
That was my second president.
Oh wow! I was too young to know Eisenhower.
I was too young to know Eisenhower.
I was young,
well,
but I remember the name.
I was too young to know Eisenhower.
Yep.
I was too young because I was Eisenhower became president when I'm 50. I was born in 55, so.
Right.
He was president when he was. I was in third grade when.
Well, let's be real. John F. Kennedy today would not be a Democrat.
No. Well. And all of our Republicans aren't real Republicans either.
Oh, no. Someone posted today about he was done, the Conservative Party and all this and that. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Do not mistake the elite of the Republican Party. Don't mistake the heads of the Republican Party as conservatives.
No, they're not.
Because they're not. They're progressives. Prince
and
Freeman
progressives
was a progressive.
Are
Mitt Romney was a progressive.
Oh, yeah.
George Bush
both
and George W.
Them.
Bush, both of them were progressive.
Globalist.
Jeb Bush is a progressive.
Oh, yeah.
And
Marco
Rubio is
absolutely.
A progressive.
Absolutely.
And tell me this. If you don't believe that, you tell me why the GOP establishment is pushing him out there. He is one of them under their control.
So,
Florida had a great man. And they let the Democrats and the elite of the GOP party pushed him out.
Robert Rod Luke says hi to you because you can't see what he's typing. So,
well, you
Rod
know,
says
that's
just, he says you're just a kid.
That statement that Harry Belafonte made, I don't know if you guys heard it.
Oh, yeah, I heard it,
and I take he's
I don't
a
listen
senile.
To
he's senile.
A, He's
down there. He goes down to Venezuela, and Chubby's up with Hugo Chavez. Come on.
Well, you know,
him and Glover both. Sean Penn. They're all.
They're crazy. They're all.
Who are they?
They're crazy. I don't.
I'm going to look to actors. I'm going to look to guys like Clint Eastwood, Robert Duvall, John Boyd. I mean, there's some out there.
Yep.
Even
Absolutely.
Sam Elliott.
Oh yeah, there's a lot, and Clint Eastwood. There's a lot of good people. Here's the deal. You know, when you talk about the rhinos and the progressives, we could go through the entire list. Boehner's one of them. McShame, Graham Cracker. There's a ton. I mean,
if you want the most fine example of a rhino there ever was, his name is Richard Lugar.
Oh my
but
gosh!
But if you look, since he got beat in his primary, he has sided with the Democrats almost a lot of 90% of the time.
Well,
if you go
I remember.
Back and check the Chicago Carbon Exchange and when it was founded and stuff, and look into the annals of that, you'll even find Richard Lugar's name in there with Barack Obama.
Yep. You know, it's sickening what's going on.
And while we're out here debating raising taxes on us, you know what they're not telling you? After Qatar, the UN's getting ready to tax us.
Of course.
Ask your media. How come they're not telling you about that?
No, they won't. No. They don't tell the truth about anything. It's horrible. And neither do the politicians. They're all joined at the hip. And I think it was Ron that said, he was quoting somebody from old times, and I can't remember who it was, but he says, you cannot slip a piece of paper between a Democrat and a Republican because they're joined at the hip. And it's the truth. I mean, look what we're seeing. They've betrayed us so royally, Bill. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
And they're going to keep on betraying us.
Yep. And we're going to have to fight them.
I don't think
it's going to be peaceful.
We have
I don't
a government that knows we're broke, but every time you turn around, they're giving money to some Muslim nation. Which usually probably turns around and uses that money to buy some kind of weapon or something to use against us.
I know. It's madness.
It's crazy.
Madness. Well, you know, this is
Obama has been part in hand, him and a lot of his supporters who are over there in the areas, working the people in trying to install the Muslim Brotherhood in a complete circle around Israel.
It's horrible. I know. Well, when you have this thing I call the Leviathan in the White House. I mean, what do you expect, Bill? I mean, look at his background. I mean, we know more about this guy now than we ever did in 2007 or 8, even though the hair on the back of my neck stood up when I heard him talking like Mussolini and Hitler of nationalizing everything. I was ready to – and legislating hate speech. I was ready to just have bloodshed out of my eyes.
They want to disarm somebody. Let me see you disarm the Black Panthers.
All they got to do is arrest
them. No, come on. Holder Obama. I am challenging you if you're going to do your gun deal. Disarm the Black Panthers.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. No, that's their buddies. That's their goon
squad.
Exactly.
They're only wanting to disarm those who don't follow along with them.
Oh, I know. It's the brown shirts. That's what I call them. That's the SS. Well, you know, every one of the regimes, when you start with after the Bolshevik Revolution and when Stalin came to power after Lenin died, There was three sets of secret police. One was called the Cheka, and I have to go back to look to the other two. But in Germany, Hitler had the SS first, then he had the SA. Well, he killed them in the Night of the Long Knives of the SS. And then he had the Gestapo. All three were considered secret police. These people are the henchmen, if you will, of this regime, or this, you know, the Reich, or whatever you, you know. Of course, in Stalin's time, it would be the Politburo, or the not the Tsars anymore, because it took them out. But it's just evil, and they all use the same tactics because we live on Earth. My God, how else can you do it? And they do a great job. I'm almost done with this book. It's amazing. It's told me more. It's like an absolute confirmation of the other one I read on the true history of these guys. And then Hayek's telling the same story. I've got the footnotes. I'm reading this stuff going, holy smoke. These guys were dead on. And if people would just pick up a book or two, they would have insight that would just blow you away. And then you read Agenda 21 and you go, okay, this is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take us back to the Ukraine in a heartbeat. No one gets it.
Believe it or not, the first book I read that when I actually read Agenda 21, it reminded me of a fictional book that I had read by Robert Ludlum called The Moderate Circle.
Oh, wow.
Because if you have never read that book and you're going to read a fictional book, I'd ask you to read it. It will freak you out. Because almost everything that they have done follows right along out of that book. And
sure.
Ludlum was accused several times of having such high connections for some of the books he wrote.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing because it's about a secret global elite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Then I read Agenda 21. And if I wasn't freaked out enough, I read my Jackson County Comprehensive Plan here in southern
mm-hmm.
Indiana, and it scared the bejesus out of me because I might as well have been reading Agenda 21.
Well, that's
and what
right.
What gets me is the people in these little towns that live around here aren't smart enough to read this thing themselves to know that your little town's listed in there as being unsustainable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Especially the rural areas and the farmland. Oh, no. And how about all the what you call private land? They're going to get rid of that with eminent domain, and then they're going to
You were down here in southern Indiana last year,
right.
and you saw how it is. They're
mm-hmm.
going to take us out. They don't want none of us down here.
Oh, I know.
We are too spread out in hills and valleys, and
That's
we got
right.
farmlands and rivers and stuff. Yeah. They're going to want us totally, southern Indiana, they're going to try to empty it. And that's going to be the fight of the United States government's life when you try to do that to the people here in southern Indiana. We're the heartland, bud. We are
yep.
the heart. And
you know,
we don't
and
know.
The other
we
thing
don't
is,
know. If you've never seen Bobby Knight, just imagine coming into a state that's filled with people with that kind of fire.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. No, I'll tell you, all y'all, you guys, and the people who are like you, look, they're, and myself, I'm Dietrich Bonhoeffer right now. I'm right there with you. People in the Appalachians, those good old boys in even Arkansas and all the other places that you guys may not agree with.
In the Smoky Mountains.
Honey,
those good old boys,
they ain't not going to take this lying down.
In the hills, of Alabama and
yep.
Mississippi down there, along the river valleys, the farmlands in Nebraska and places like this. Wake up, people. They want our land. They want to put us in the cities and pack us in like sardines. We don't
yep.
live in the city because of that. And you're going to try to force us into that?
All
you
have to do.
I don't think you're going to like what the result's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's evil. It's beyond evil. I mean, I don't know how much gunfire there's going to be, but you can bet there's going to be, because when those poor kulaks tried to get back and get their food, guess what they got in their heads? Bullets. And don't tell me that these guys aren't that evil. Oh, please. Don't even
I'm
try
tell
to
you
tell
what.
Me.
I don't know too many people here in southern Indiana that don't have a wrist rocket in their house and either got a marble or they got steel ball bearings they use with it.
Yep. So, you know, and this is all part of the plan, Rod. He's talking about the food supply. Yeah. And the water supply. Believe me, I know exactly what their little evil plans are. They're going to starve exactly what Stalin did, starve the people to death, and the rest of them, they'll just take them out and put them in gulags, and they'll kill the rest. I'm telling you, that's coming down the pipe. Nobody believes me, but it's the God's truth. These guys
that's
are
funny cool. Here in southern Indiana, because us homeboys, we know where there are natural springs at and stuff that the government doesn't even know about.
Good.
We've
I hope
actually,
they don't.
You're taking pictures from the air. We've actually been out in here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we know there are many, many springs throughout southern Indiana, wild springs just here and there. And unless you own the property or walk the property, you'd never know it was there.
I know. Well, here's the thing. We got to fight back, Bill. I mean, that's all you can do. And the best way to do it, of course, before the S hits the fan, is to try to educate as many as you can to get them on board to help. And you and I are doing that. All my people here are doing
that. We're doing that, Linda, but there's going to come a time.
I know. We're going to run out of time.
I am so dreading that time.
I know.
And I'll not lie. I ask my Lord every night, Lord,
I know.
You know, if you don't need me for this, then take me home now.
I know. But you know what? I always tell him, you know, I think... In the last week or so, I have come to that conclusion that, yes, I am willing to go ahead and defend my rights with my life if I have to. Others have done it. And I actually told one gentleman last night.
If it was on me, Linda, if it was all just on me, I would say, come take me, but leave everybody else alone.
Oh, I know, but you're not Jesus.
No, I'm not.
You can't do that twice.
I'm not.
I often wonder. I know.
You know, it's got to bring tears to his eyes where we're at right now.
I know.
And
I know. And you know, I'm
a blessed man, Linda. I live in an area where God's still supreme. Churches
I know.
Still, you know, we still sing Christmas songs at the county courthouse.
Awesome.
We still have God in our school. We still
Good.
Have cursive writing. We still, you know, if you
Good.
Tell us we can't do something because of a Christian song, we'll fund it ourselves. We don't need
Good.
Your help.
Good, good. And no, that's a good thing. That, you know, if we stick to what we know is right and we keep fighting for it and we are willing to die for what we believe in, like Bonhoeffer and Patrick Henry were, I don't know how we fail. Even if somebody decides to take our lives and God takes us home to his pastor, we've already won. You know what I'm saying?
When you got your eyes set on that, you ain't fearing what they can do to you.
Yeah, because it's not about that. Yeah, it's not about me. It's not about you or Ken or anybody else.
It's about the future generations. It's about
yep.
the little children. And don't let the
yep.
left make you think that they care about the little children. If they cared so much about little children, they wouldn't be murdering so many thousands of millions of babies a year.
Oh, it's they're hypocrite. They're evil. They're worse than the Sadducees and the Pharisees in my book. They're worse.
Okay, Mother Goose says her rhino Senator Alexander sold the farms out with his farm bill meddling. Hopefully she can oust him in 2014. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if many people know this. Right now, the current group has attached the farm bill into the fiscal cliff deal.
Oh, my God. Oh
and they're using
God.
It as leverage.
Yep. Let me tell you about their
farm bill. Their farm bill is going to cause over 500,000 small farmers in this station to lose their farms.
God. My God. I know. It's evil. It's evil. You know,
it's also... You're about to be introduced to this cap and trade again deal with new regulations that they're not telling you about. They're not telling you about because they're going to take control over the water, which means irrigation to farms. Yes, irrigation to farms is going to be stopped.
Yep. Yeah, that's what they're doing in California. That's what my
exactly.
friend Ken was talking about. Oh, my God.
Irrigation is not sustainable, Linda. Farmland is not sustainable.
What's
not sustainable is this progressive ideology.
Yep. What's not sustainable is the BS, and we've got it. I don't know what the answer is, except we get pushed enough, but you can't. How long do you wait till the boxcars come?
I don't know, Linda. I see many people. Kudos to all the patriots out there in this land who haven't lost their cool. and who have kept things as peaceful when they went and marched and protested and stuff. You have set a great example, and I am proud to be a part of you, that we leave a place cleaner than when we got there.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Washington. I think we should go to Washington.
We
I
did it.
We
doesn't do any good. They
yeah,
did it
we
three
go,
or four times.
You get, we take about 2 million people to Washington, and the news comes out and says it's 50,000.
No, I think
Democrats gather 10 people, and the news comes out and says it's 150.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to go to the White House. We just need to go.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't work, Robert. Everybody's tried it.
No, we haven't. What we haven't done is we haven't took 5, 6, 7 million people there. There are 360 million people in this country.
I know.
The fact that we can't get 10 million people in D.C. amazes me. You take 10 million people into D.C., they cannot ignore you.
No. Mother Goose was talking about different papers left behind, and Bill and myself were at Glenn Beck's deal in 2010, and we did. We took our own little trash bag in our purses.
I was there with you then, and I was also there on September 12th of previous year with Terry. Terry Rowland was there with us. That's
cool.
When I met Terry.
Cool.
And Linda, there was as big a crowd then, or bigger, than there was when we were all there.
You're right. Oh, I know. I heard about that. Oh, we had darn close to 850,000. And Michael Magic, welcome. We're Merry Christmas and glad you're here. If you want to call in, that would be great. We have almost 20 minutes left. And yes, we did leave it cleaner. We always do. There was no violence. There's no hate speech. There's none of that stuff. They lie through their teeth, and we're sick of it. So, and before Andrew Breitbart was offed by, you know who, you can guess who, he actually had that $100,000 reward out there saying, show me the video, show me
it's
the audio.
It's still out there. Linda, it's still out there. It's still on the Breitbart thing. It's still out there.
Absolutely.
No one's
ain't
died.
Ain't happening because it does not exist.
The guy who did the original autopsy on Andrew died.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the only witness to him having the attack dead, you know, and there's just too much. There's also a lady that was doing something, and she ended up dead.
Oh,
in the liberal liberal thing that we were talking about earlier.
Libor,
the banker,
mm-hmm.
The banker and his children are murdered.
Yep.
Now, and these two kids that have done these shootings, their fathers, I believe. I may be wrong, and if I'm wrong, you know, we need to check into this, but I've read on several different areas, several different pages and stuff about that there is a tie here, and the public and the media is not going to tell you about the tie, because if you did, it would probably... the reaction would be, I don't know.
Wow.
Well, the new shtick, though, is that supposedly, the mother who was volunteering at Sandy Hook, she volunteered, and the son was jealous of her going over there, and supposedly, the mother was going to put the kid in a psychiatric facility.
Was the boy's father supposed to testify in the liberal? This trial? The banking trial, the LIBOR.
I don't know. I heard about that on the news today, too.
Wasn't the other boy's father also, that did the other shooting, wasn't his father also supposed to testify in that trial?
Do you see what I'm getting at, Robert? Yeah, it's a coincidence. It's so coincidental.
Oh, yeah. that and the banker's children being killed. Yeah, it's all coincidental.
This whole thing stinks. This is rotten to the core. It smells. It just stinks. The whole thing stinks. Aurora and Sandy Hook. There's a connection. There's definitely a connection.
I think we have Mr. Magic as well.
Welcome, everyone. And
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, Michael.
Very Merry Christmas, Michael. All God's blessings.
Well, thank you, and the same back to everyone there and everyone in our chat room as well. Not quite sure what you're talking about here, so go ahead.
Well, you know, the $43 trillion banking deal, right, Michael? Do you know what we're talking about?
I heard about it.
Well, look into it. Judge Napolitano's got a video out. You can check into that. But there's also other places that's got this out there that are talking about this. And it's like the biggest story out there, and no media's mentioning it.
Not a word.
Not
I know,
a word.
I heard it.
We're talking $43 trillion that we know that they, you know, so far. And it's about banks that were charging, they were doing something with the interest and shit, and they were scamming the countries out of trillions. And several of the banks in our country are involved.
Wasn't it the LIBOR?
And a lot
of
them got stimulus money, too. And a lot of them got stimulus money, too, like Goldman Sachs.
And so the guy, James Holmes' father, Mr. Holmes, and then the Adam Lanza's father, Mr.
Yes.
Lanza, were both involved in supposedly testifying in this LIBOR scandal in front of the Senate. So
right.
That's the connection, and that's what's making us crazy. Because, you know, and they're using all of this. I mean, it's just one grand scheme after another to take our
yes.
guns away.
And Kim Geithner's in deep in this. Bernanke's deep in this.
Why
you
are
know,
they not
and,
in
jail? If you go to my page, Linda, I got pictures of them all.
I saw it. I think Terry Kiley put it out. You put one out. Oh, yeah. I know. It's disgusting. This whole from the global elitist, from the Vatican on down to my local council is just rotten to the core. Absolutely rotten. I'm done. I'm sick
of
it.
What do you think would happen if the country knew about this tie and if the country knew about the LIBOR scandal?
Right.
What do you think the reaction from the public would be?
Pretty huge.
Oh, yeah. Because you know if Geithner's involved or Bernanke's involved and all these others are involved, that's going to mean somebody else is involved.
Oh, yeah. This goes higher up than... Oh, you know where it goes to.
And it's probably going to go to the Congress, the Senate, and the White House.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we got Hitler, the Hildebeest.
But
and
here's
then
the
got...
thing. Although they may cover it here, the rest of the world knows about it. And some of these countries ain't too damn happy about it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. Go ahead.
We can't even get Americans to become more concerned about God.
I know.
I agree,
God,
Michael.
How would these people, Americans, you know, ever have the sense to be concerned about the banking system and all the other, you know, immoral crap that's going on?
Well, because more people are concerned about money and things, Michael, I'm just going to be honest with you. And like I said earlier in the show, if you heard and caught it, I agree with everything Mike Huckabee said the other night about it. You have taken God out of everything, and you're getting what you deserve.
Yep.
You put God back, and things will change.
That's right.
For the better.
And everybody here is correct on the premise that if we have a new revival of spiritual awakening, just like the old George Whitefield times, and we do draw closer to God, and we do ignore these secular rats that are in power, and we just say, no more of it, we're going to go our own way. I don't care what Obama says. I don't care what Harry Reid says. I trust in God. And you start living
yes.
it, and you start preaching it, and you start doing it.
But we've run into another problem there, Linda. We've had a lot of churches that have, I don't know what you call what they've done. they have, to benefit themselves in some way or whatever, they've tried to become politically correct, and they're trying to okay things that the Bible says is not okay, and trying to force people who have a religious conscience into doing something that violates that religious conscience. But you won't see them attempt to do that to a Muslim. Only to Christians do they try to do this.
Well, yeah, it is part of the deal.
I believe Muslims are exempt from the health care bill.
Yeah, and guess what? Let's go back in history for a little bit. Let's go back to Lenin, Stalin, and Hitler, because I'm telling you, they attacked.
You don't see any of these atheists attack a Muslim.
Here, those people, before they, one of their several steps to get to their big machine and just, you know, mow everybody down, they had to get the churches uninvolved. They had to attack religion. Hell, they threw Catholics in the damn gas chambers before they threw the Jews in.
Yes, they did.
You know, people don't know this. They don't. God,
And here's the thing. You can go way back in history. The Catholics needed a warrior to battle the Muslims in the Ottoman Empire. So they get Vlad. And Vlad's so damn good at it that he scares them, so then they betray Vlad.
Unbelievable.
But if you go to Romania, people, Vlad is a national hero of the highest level. And you come away respecting him, and you see how these people feel about what he did for them.
I don't know. I just know that we have to reject the secularists, we have to reject the communists and the totalitarian elites, and reject it. We have to reject people.
The sadness is, around the world, they're using the religions against each other. The elite is globalist. They're sitting back laughing, playing Islam against Christianity.
They want to hold back and forth with all these others.
They play the Jews against this. They just keep doing it. And they're sitting back laughing while they're doing it.
Right.
And that's when everybody should just come to a dead halt, stop, turn, and focus on the global elite, the top 0.01%.
The Luciferians.
They
worship Lucifer. They always have, and they always will, and you know it, because Agenda 21 is born out of that secret bull crap. All of it, the light bearer, every ounce of it. That's how far back you can trace this back to Babylon. But I'm telling you, this is where they're getting this crap, and that's who they worship. I don't care if it's the Club of Rome or Soros or Marie Strong. They're all in it. They're all nut jobs, and they need to be eliminated. I don't know how, but I'm telling you, this is evil. This is pure evil.
What I want to know is, how do you find a global elitist in your own town?
I don't know. I don't think they're in my hometown.
You don't, but you've got to bring it out there that, they're yelling at you to look at the top 10%. Let's narrow it down to the top 0.01% globally.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then let's look at them, and let's look at what all they're tied to, and what all that, you know, and then you're going to see where all these ideologies being pushed out here upon everybody are coming from. And it'll be a global awakening.
Yep, and you connect the dots.
I don't think there was a place they could hide.
Yeah, it's true. I used to... Go ahead, Michael.
I just want to... something for Robert here. See if you can get into a Knights of Columbus in your local city, Robert, and tell them that you would like to join and become a member, okay? And you have found the global elite.
Is that it, Michael Jackson?
They will ask you to deny Christ.
Uh-huh.
My Lord.
Well,
I mean, I'm already
the jawbone of an ass.
That's unbelievable. The Knights of Columbus.
Knights of
That's
Columbus.
That's pretty funny, Mike.
Well,
Michael, you're a funny guy.
They might lead you to them. But they're not them.
Not them, but they are.
Michael?
Yeah.
I can get you the names of all of them.
Oh, I know the names of a lot of them. I know where they're located.
I know you do. Those are the people. You got to single them out. Those are the people. We talk about Soros. We talk about Marie Strong. But they're peons in this in the settlement.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They're up there. Maurice is higher ranked than George, but they're up there. You've got to go to the top, to the Rothschild.
Yep.
You've got to go all the way
Vatican.
To the top and then follow it down. To take that apart, you're going to have to start from the top down.
Wow, that would be a feat in itself. We should start doing that. We should
I tried doing that when I spread the Agenda 21 stuff to other countries and talked to people from other countries about what Agenda 21 is globally and what it will mean for all of us globally. And I'll tell you what, it surely kicks some Australians off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they lost their gun rights, didn't they? And
yeah.
See what a mess
that's.
Oh yeah,
and they're getting carbon taxed.
Oh yeah, it's lovely. Those guys are doomed, like California and the rest of this country. Even Ken Happel said last night.
I could not imagine living out in the outback of Australia and not having a gun.
Oh my God, you know.
I mean, come on, everything over there creeps, crawls, or flies.
Look, I live in Oceanside. I live with my mother in this tin can house. If somebody tried to take my guns away, I'm telling you, I'll fight for it. I don't care. They can take me. You know what? I'll be in the hands of Jesus because it ain't happening. They're not taking me to no gulags. They're not taking my guns away. I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to live under tyranny.
I'll tell you something else I've seen happening around here, Linda, and it really, really, this surprises me and surprises you, doesn't it, Chad? It surprises Chad, too. But you're seeing churches start to speak out.
Oh yes,
absolutely. And tell their congregation.
Uh-huh. Absolutely,
and,
you are.
That's what churches should be doing instead of falling in line and going along with everything. They should be speaking out and warning their congregation about.
And
what's
you know,
happening.
There's really right now, Bill. There's nothing stopping them because there's 3,000 pastors who've already sent their audio tapes of their sermons to the IRS and challenged them, and the IRS won't do nothing because they don't want it to go to the Supreme Court. So you know what? Everybody, if they had half a brain, would know that they're free to say anything they want from that pulpit because they're not going to do a damn thing against you. All you got to do is be one of those churches to send your sermons to those guys, and they will back off of you so fast it'll make your head spin. You got to stand up, man. I'm telling you.
There ain't nothing. We don't have anything that's we don't have more. We got more churches in our county than we do gas stations.
Yeah.
I mean,
unfortunately, that's not true here in California.
It's amazing here how many churches there are in this area.
That's
and
right.
I'll be honest with you, in any way you look at it, almost every one of them is a Christian-affiliated church.
Awesome. Anyway, we got like 3 minutes left, and I want to go to Robert first, and then we'll...
Got 200 people in Freetown, got 4 or 5 churches.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Give me your final thoughts, Mr. Robert.
Everybody have a safe Christmas, safe New Year.
Absolutely. Thank you. And you too,
sir.
And
hopefully we'll all be here in 2013.
Oh, now don't even go.
Oh, God. Don't start. Oh, you know what? Robert, if you believe in fairy tales and the rest, believe whatever you want.
First of all, that's not. If you look that up, Robert, you'll find out that whole thing about the end of the world has nothing to do with the Mayans. Somebody in Western culture added that. That is not what the Mayans say. It is the end of the reign of man and the beginning of the reign of God. There's a change. We're getting ready to go into a new beginning.
Okay. And, thank you so much.
Supposedly Friday is our last day on this earth.
Oh, get out of here. Okay, Mr. Magic, my good friend from Michigan, what's your final thought, sir?
My final thoughts is, you know, we need God. We need a better understanding of God. And if we do not put God first.
I know.
If family in our nation, then you put him in second place, and you are just asking for trouble.
And I know, sweetie.
You've gotten that trouble. Please join me this Friday night for my show at 7 o'clock on this network. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Thank you. God bless. And
God
Bill?
God bless, Michael.
Go ahead.
I want to tell everybody a Merry Christmas. And I'm hoping that this Friday is the new beginning. And we do see a return of God. Maybe it's a metaphorical thing. And what they're saying is what happened now may lead to a return of God in this nation and an appreciation of everything that God has meant to this nation.
I know. Thank you so much.
Good night. God bless everyone.
Merry Christmas. God bless. And I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. And I just want to get this song going because we got a few seconds left. God bless.
Mother Goose, it's her first time on here tonight.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She's saying,
I think we're in archives. God bless you guys. Good night, everyone. Thanks, Bill.